This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Mexico started busing back illegals. Well, they're not illegal yet. Maybe they're illegal into Mexico. But migrants from Central America are now going home. Welcome to the new world. Welcome to KJRadio.com. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Donald Trump's policy on illegals is working. That happened earlier this month, and very little media hoopla over this. Donald Trump's policy on the border shows success, and nobody wants to tout it. Interesting. By the way, if you say, Kevin, you sound a little bit different, I do. I was having trouble when I bit my tongue badly on the tip. And the other day, I couldn't even talk. It was so bad. But today, so let me just put it this way. I did a show earlier in the week on, I think it was Wednesday. I couldn't even talk. They say there's nasty stuff in your mouth. And when you're trying to heal your mouth and you got nasty stuff in it, I'm just saying, your mouth is filthy. It's amazing that it heals. But anyway, my tongue hurts so bad, I couldn't even talk. There were some leftists going, woohoo, way to go. Thank the Lord. I went to go get my son. He's in the Rockets. And I was at Hobby Lobby. And the guy said, do you happen to have any Rockets? And the girl goes, we don't have any Rockets. And I went, Rockets. Oh, Rockets. You ever held your tongue and tried to talk? That's what it felt like, except it hurt. Oh, man. Well, feeling better today. Thank goodness. Anyway, I'm back to just having this. Okay, Donald Trump, we know we've got this influx of people, and they've been coming. They've been invited to come by the Democrats. They weren't being stopped by Mexico. This has been going on for decades. We have over 20 million of them. It solves no problems. In fact, it creates and exacerbates our problems. And I could go on. There is not a single problem in America that is not exacerbated by illegal immigration. Legal immigration takes care of most of the problems in America. You have good, solid citizens ready to work, ready to contribute. On the other side of the spectrum, you got people who want to come here. And you can tell me, oh, Kevin, they want to get working with. Okay, great. But until they do, they're freeloaders. And quite frankly, years into their stint here in America, they're still freeloading. But the left wants you to believe otherwise. So Donald Trump addresses it, recognizes the problem, says it during the campaign, doesn't let up, starts addressing it, and you know what the left does? They fight him at every single turn. Then they criticize his foreign policy. Oh, well, we're not going to do anything. We're not going to address it, even though we've been talking about addressing it for decades. We're doing nothing. So Trump says, okay, forget you. I'll get Mexico. How dare you put this on the backs of the Mexicans? So the Mexicans say, we don't care. We will do this for you, Mr. Trump. So they send troops, National Guard, to the border, something that every president that's wanted to address this should have demanded of Mexico. Why? Because we help them. We are the biggest single source of their drugs. That's a major part of their income. Billions and billions of dollars. You know who the customers are? Americans. We are a major source of their income in capital. I'm talking about businesses in the maquiladores and in their major cities, Guadalajara, Mexico City, Monterrey. We have factories all over the place in Mexico. We are a huge contributor. Then we're a huge contributor because there are people who are here. The illegal bandidos are sending billions across back into Mexico. You get what I'm saying? Every president has known this and done nothing. So Donald Trump says, hey, if you want to continue in the good graces of America, oh, one other thing, by the way, on the trade issue, We have given and given and given for decades a trade imbalance on top of putting manufacturing in Mexico, on top of being their biggest source of drug revenue, not a good thing, by the way, and sex trafficking, and a host of other things, on top of building their economy by putting factories in the interior and allowing their citizens to send money back, and they have been a horrible friend. Criticizing us, criticizing Donald Trump, he's a xenophobe. He does not like the Mexican people. He does not, whatever. Hey, let me tell you something. If this is the way you're going to treat Americans, I don't like the Mexican people. I'll just say it for you. You want to treat us with respect, give us what we deserve, let's go. But if you don't, then it's over. So long story short, he does this. And you know what the Mexicans did? They started sending these Central Americans back home. They've been returned. Yeah. So the policy is working. Mexico deploys the troops. They stop the flood. They then start sending people back home. And you would think the media, and including the left, the other leftists, would say, hey, congratulations, Mr. Trump, President Trump. Congratulations for implementing a policy that stops people from putting their kids and their families in harm's way. Stops the rape of women that are coming from Central America. Stops the killing of innocent, you know, men, women, and children. And on and on. You'd think they'd applaud it. Let me put it to you this way. There's a way they would applaud it if Barack Obama had done it. They would applaud it. But you know why Barack Obama wouldn't do it and why they never wanted to applaud it? Because they never wanted it to happen. This is the deal. These are people who are so frustrated now in Mexico, from El Salvador and other countries, Guatemala, they're volunteering now to go back home. I already played a thing from Fareed Zakaria of CNN who said, hey, look, I have to admit, Donald Trump's doing nothing wrong when it comes to border issues. He's playing it by the book. He's asking Congress to take care of the problem. He's asking the American people to look at this problem pragmatically. Donald Trump is doing what he's supposed to do. This is a guy on CNN, even though it was a backhanded compliment to Trump, because he still tries to make him out to be a xenophobe and a bigot. But Donald Trump's not a bigot. He's never said a single word negative against Americans of Mexican or other Latino descent. If you want to come to America and be American, there's no better president for you than Donald Trump. Anyway, I just want to point out the inconsistencies here, because that's what we do on this program, The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Got a great show for you today. So glad you're with me. I'm back, okay? I feel good today.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots of victories for conservatives these days. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Liberals are being exposed for the craziness and the things that they do to mess up your life. For example, that woman who licked the ice cream and put it back on the shelf. Did you see that video? Unbelievable. And people in my life, I've wondered, why do you always go behind, to get like number three? Because I dig to the back of the freezer. I said, I don't take the first one. Are you kidding? You don't know what people do. And they're like, well, they can mess with it. Yeah, maybe so. But the first one's too easy. And in that video, she takes it, takes a cup off, the thing off the cover, whoop, licks it, puts it back. Lick it, the girl's boyfriend is said, encouraging her in a viral video. Viewed over 11 million times. They didn't know who she was, but they caught her. Now, before we even go any more into the story, I want to ask you this. Have you ever had the urge to lick something and then put it back? I can tell you this right now. When I was a kid, I was in high school. I would take my friends to the store. We'd open up chips. We'd get bologna. We'd get mayonnaise. We'd get bread. We'd make sandwiches. And then we put it all on the tab, my grandparents' tab. And I was allowed to do that. And Betty, I would take the rest of it with me, except the lunch meat. But I would let the checker know what I'd done. And she would just wave at me. But I would have never done that and just left, eating bologna or bread or chips or drank part of a soda. I've seen, let me tell you something. Don't think this is isolated. This is going to make you rethink every time you go to the grocery store. And here's what's worse. The more ghetto the store, the more it is likely to occur. You remember when Ariana Grande went into that place and licked the donut and put it back? You remember that story? I knew y'all would remember that. I'm talking about my producers because they're young, the big Ariana Grande fans. How do you do that? You know somebody else is going to do it. I don't even like to, like when I'm getting a straw for coffee, a stirrer, I don't even like to get my fingers on the other ones because I have that much respect for fellow man. You know leftists don't care. They don't care. Look, you feel the same way. I can feel you in my audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I can feel your energy going, you know what, Kevin? I'm the same way. I don't touch things that I think other people have to touch. It isn't because you're dirty. It's because you want the same level of respect for you. How many people do you know who go to the bathroom? Be honest. You might be one of them. And you don't wash your hands when you come out every time. How many people? My youngest son, he would run, go to the bathroom. Ooh, got to hurry, you know, go do something in the bathroom and run right out. And I'm like, go wash your hands. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, come out here giggling and laughing and then want to reach into a box of Ritz crackers or something where you're going to go and reach into. So you got to teach kids stuff like this. It isn't automatic. They just feel like, oh, it's no big deal. I don't have any germs. They're like Peter What's-His-Face, Hegseth, on Fox News. The guy says he's never washed his hands. I mean, think of him just picking up the container. Not even licking it. Just picking up the container. And then you pick it up. You got to get his cooties. I don't want your cooties. Anyway, they didn't know who this girl was. They said, but she could get up to 20 years of prison and $10,000 in fines. Committing second-degree felony of tampering with a consumer product. Now, here's the deal. She didn't put arsenic in it or cyanide in Tylenol to kill somebody. But that's how serious people take this. Because who knows? Who knows if she could kill somebody? It is nasty. I told you guys I bit my tongue. And day one and two, it was okay. Day three, it was like, what? It hurt like heck. Felt like I had live nerves just dangling. I couldn't talk. Anyway, you wouldn't want me licking your ice cream with live nerves dangling and then have me not even able to talk. I probably had the crap of a Komodo dragon. You know, if a Komodo dragon bites you, it isn't the bite that's going to kill you. It's the bacteria and infection. And you will die. They don't even have a cure for that. That's how nasty his mouth is. Stinkity, stank, stank. People get bit by alligators. It isn't the bite. Sometimes it kills them when they're healed, you know, if they survive the bite itself. It's the bacteria and stuff. Because these animals eat stuff. It's nasty. How many of your friends do you know have bad teeth, food stuck in there for days? They don't floss. Think their hygiene is good? You know, the thing that people don't do the most in terms of dental hygiene, they don't scrape their tongue. I didn't realize this until years ago. I had a girlfriend that said, do you scrape your tongue? I'm like, for what? She said, because it builds up bacteria. And there's a thing, it's a tongue scraper. It takes that stuff off. You can kind of see it. Sometimes it looks white on top of your tongue. Your tongue should be a hot pink. I didn't realize that. All I'm saying is, you got nasty stuff in your mouth. You got yuck mouth. And this girl was out licking stuff. 17 years old. Lufkin, Texas. Suspect's boyfriend is an adult. See, this is why you don't want your teenage girls dating older boys. Because they have them do stupid stuff. Lick it. Lick it. Who goes into a store, says, open up a soda, drink it, put it back? And how many, I'm just asking you, If they don't drink enough, you can't tell. You know, you're guessing at how much soda is at the top. They do that. They lick stuff. They eat stuff. I'm telling you, it's nasty. People, here's what they went on to say. What made this case difficult is that a catfish with a similar screen name with one letter of the suspect's screen name was taking credit for it. The fake catfish account was taking credit for the stunt in the post, saying, yeah, I really did that. I call it Flubel ice cream now. I'm trying to give people the flu. Trying to get people sick. I don't know what they're going to do to the boyfriend. I don't know what they're going to do to the girl. But this is disgusting. And here's what I would tell you. If you're raising your children the way I've raised mine, they would never do something that stupid. I'm not one of these parents that say, oh, not my kids. Oh, no, that's not my kid. But there are things I know my kids wouldn't do. And here's why they won't do it. Because are they moral kids? Are they raised with moral and ethics? Absolutely. But the bigger thing is they fear getting caught. You want to know why they fear getting caught? Because they know what their dad is going to do if he finds out they do some crappy stuff like that. Forget what the cops do to you. It's like my grandmother, the way she raised me. I was never worried about what cops were going to do to me or what, you know, the principal or whatever, any type of enforcement, if you will, parental or adult enforcement. I was concerned about my grandmother. My grandfather, too, but he was going to let her handle the business. These are crazy kids. I'm glad they found it out. Anyway, they were starting a trend to do more, and I'm glad they nipped it in the bud.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
ICE officers will begin President Trump's promised deportation sweep this weekend, targeting about 2,000 illegal immigrants who have been ordered deported but are defying those judges' orders and remain here in the United States. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reacts to the news.
It's about values that the president does not seem to share. And we saw this morning when he announced his heartless raids on families this coming Sunday.
Tropical Storm Barry has formed in the Gulf of Mexico and is moving towards the Louisiana coast. Derek Bays is with the Flood Protection Authority. He talks about some of the precautions already being taken.
We have closed all floodgates on the Mississippi River levee in St. Bernard Parish, and we continue to monitor the situation up and down the river.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has already declared a state of emergency, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I said it before and I'll say it again. When you have 20-something people running for office, as the Democrats do, and then, I'm talking about well into the campaign at this point, somebody decides to add themselves, you know you got problems. And that's what's happened. People are still adding. People are still considering running against the Democrats. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. They don't have anybody that wants to run. Now, Justin Amash says he may run against President Trump. Well, go for it. So did that dude from Massachusetts, former governor of Massachusetts. Oh, he's a Republican. There are no Republicans in Massachusetts, not any real ones. Not running for office, not former legislators. Romney, you call him a Republican. Forget this guy's name. Like Welk or something like that. Weld. Anyway, he's running against Trump, finger quotes. Now, Justin Amash, the guy who got elected because he pretended to be a Republican and a supporter of Trump, now has become the Jeff Flake of the Republican Party. And he's flipped. He is not a Republican. And he says he may run in 2020. Go for it. But Trump has no real challengers. Nobody. You would be stupid as a Republican to challenge Donald Trump. It would be political suicide as a Democrat. I mean, as a Republican or any other to challenge Trump. In fact, I will tell you this. All the Democrats who want to run against Donald Trump are committing political suicide. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Kevin, why are you so confident? Why do you say that? How could you possibly believe that? I believe it. I believe it in all my heart. It is political suicide to run against the man who has been truthful, who has been upright and honest in every aspect of his presidency, who has been under fire and still accomplished what he accomplished. I would leave this man. This is like King Kong. Have you seen King Kong? What he does to the helicopters and the airplanes? Pow, pow, swats them down. Bring your army. King Kong is going to beat you. Donald Trump is King Kong. And I'm not saying it to make him bigger than life. I'm just telling you, he has performed bigger than life. Ask yourself a very simple question. What could Donald Trump have done unimpeded? Unimpeded. Here's a better question. What could Donald Trump have done if the Democrats were on his side? Wow. That is an unstoppable America. And the Democrats know this. They can't have 8 years of an unstoppable America. They don't even want 4 years of an unstoppable America. And that is why they fight against Donald Trump. But I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. What happens when one of your biggest supporters, a guy who has financed campaign after campaign, who has been a vocal opponent of the president, and you've got 24 candidates, and he decides he's going to enter the race? I talked about this the other day, talking about Steyer, billionaire, philanthropist, whatever, entering the race. You know you're in trouble. But how bad are their problems? Liz Peek had this to say, and it echoes what I believe of the Democrats. He says, Democrats and their liberal media pals are in full panic mode as this dawns on them. Donald Trump could actually win re-election. Now, they plotted for Donald Trump to never win an election, and it failed. I want to ask you, if you fail at getting Donald Trump, beating Donald Trump, when you are seating your big baby black Jesus behind in the White House, you've got control of the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the FISA courts, you have control of the media, the narrative, the bully pulpit, you name it, you've got everybody plotting against Donald Trump across the board. If you got a D in your name, you've accused him of being a racist, a womanizer, a sexual predator, etc. And you lose. What makes you think you're going to win when the man has a track record of success? Kevin Jackson is explaining to you right now on my program that despite all the things you're hearing, disregard. Liz Peek is saying the same thing. Here's what she goes on to say. Despite fielding an unprecedented number of would-be candidates, Democrats have so far failed to find a standard bearer likely to unify their party. Steyer going against Democrats. I want you to understand, folks, this is a man that donated millions and millions of dollars to go against Trump, to go against Republicans. And he's got former vice presidents, senators, congresspeople, governors, mayors. He's got them all. And he says there's nobody in there that I like. Now, this, under the auspice of any one of them could beat Trump head to head. The last one I saw was Biden is 10 points up on Trump if they go head to head. Then why does Steyer enter the race? See, I'm just trying to help you with the logic. Yeah, she goes on to say, as a recent debate showed, the party has moved left, further left still, leaving the majority of Americans behind as they try to placate AOC and other noisy progressives. At the same time, the better-than-expected June jobs report confirms the economy remains strong, dampening ceaseless speculation and left-wing hope about a pending recession. Meanwhile, relentless hounding of the president by his political foes has had zero impact on his popularity among Republicans. If anything, the unimaginable vitriol has further hardened his support. I'll ask you this. If you're a Republican, how much do you support Donald Trump? Now, last polls had him at 93%. I don't know if that's higher. I mean, I would anticipate it's 95. It may even be 97, but 93%. Barack Obama never had 93% Democratic support after his first 2 years. Never. People love and support Donald Trump. And there's a reason for it. I'm talking about within the party. Now, that translates into what you've been seeing, which is this migration path of Democrats and independents over to Donald Trump. Started with a State of the Union speech where something like 71% of independents like Donald Trump and 43% or some crazy number of Democrats liked him. And add to that the walkaway movement, the fact that Donald Trump has even impacted the black vote. To what degree, I don't know yet, because we're working on that ourselves. But add all that together, and you're not going to see the poll numbers that they want you to believe. These Democrats are polling for dollars, I guess is the best way to put it, because the polls mean nothing. Now, the economy's good, which is what this lady just said while I was reading about, and they've gone after Trump to make him colluding with the Russians, saying that the president of the United States is a Russian spy. How do you think that's selling? So she says, maybe the intelligentsia is not so intelligent after all. The liberal media works feverishly to undermine the president, critical of his every move. They tell us that his venturing into North Korea to shake hands with Kim Jong-un delivered a propaganda win to the Korean dictator. To whom? To the oppressed citizens of a miserable country who've been told that their noble leader's father was so pure that he never needed to defecate? Or that he scored 11 holes in one in his first round of golf? We're worried about feeding that absurd propaganda machine? Can you believe what I just told you? That is what the North Korean people were told about Kim Jong-il, is that in his first round of golf, he got 11 holes in one, and that he never needed to defecate because he was so pure. I mean, this is the type of media propaganda that, quite frankly, looks like what we get. Because Barack Obama could do no wrong. I'm shocked to hear that this is what they said of Kim Jong-il, because I'm telling you, there are many times I believe the Democrats believe Barack Obama's doo-doo didn't sink if he made it at all. He could never do anything wrong. He says, most Americans likely saw Trump's move as characteristically gutsy and unconventional, but also a gesture that might someday bear fruit. See, people are starting to believe, I'm talking solidly so, that Donald Trump is not a guy that's just going to go push the nuclear button willy-nilly. That he will avoid war. That he will use the economy to fight, which is what he's done. And he's been proving it over and over again. By the way, I want to get an update. Guys, put this down on the list. We are at that window where Trump gave the Congress to do something on comprehensive immigration, or maybe that was what they did on that bill for $4.5 billion or whatever. Maybe that was it. I'm not sure. Because I hadn't resolved it yet. I'm like, when are they going to do something? Maybe that was it. Just an aside. Anyway, I want to continue here in a bit, continuing with this, why Donald Trump will win and how people are starting to echo the very sentiments I've been espousing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Senator Kamala Harris on the Carolina Today, the 2020 hopeful, praising Joe Biden for his, quote, courage after apologizing for remarks about working in the past with segregationist lawmakers.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is Kevin Jackson's show. Kamala Harris setting the stage for possibly being a VP choice for Joe Biden. Now, we'll play the rest of that clip later. Because what I'm talking about right now is a leaderless Democratic Party. The Clintons are toast. They've got not only the Clinton Foundation investigation that's happening, they've got the Jeffrey Epstein stuff that's going to be bad news for Bill. We'll get more into that here in a bit. But they have no leader. And Eric Swalwell just quit. And rightfully so. He never should have been in the first place, and neither should 24 of them. In fact, if the Democrats were smart, they would say, you know what, guys? Donald Trump's done an amazing job. Let's just let him have another 4 years. Let's work with him. And then we'll go back at it again. But politically, you can't do that. See, if there's one lawyer in a town, it'll starve to death. If there's two lawyers in a town, they will both thrive. The Democrats must make you believe, make their base believe, that Donald Trump is the worst possible human being ever, even if he's absolutely a godsend. Where else are they going to get their funding? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'm reading from an article where the young lady shares the same belief as me, that the Democrats are digging a deeper and deeper hole. She's talked about Trump going into the DMZ and shaking hands with Kim Jong-un, and the Democrats going, oh, it's a terrible move or whatever. And they're going, no, Donald Trump got the North Korean peninsula to stop fighting and to perhaps start doing things together. He's not going to do it all in a week. I'll put it to you this way. Everybody kept saying, what Barack Obama needs is more time. He needs a second term. Can you imagine what a second successful term of Donald Trump would be, given what he's done with this one? Anyway, this writer goes on. Democrats and their media pals were also churlish about the president's 4th of July celebration in Washington. New York Times described it as a made-for-television production starring America's military weaponry. And Democrats said parading tanks in the nation's capital was the hallmark of a tyrant. Well, please don't tell that to Emmanuel Macron. It was Bastille Day parade in Democratic France, complete with military hardware, that inspired Trump's celebration. It says something that the press was rhapsodic about the Pride Parade in New York, but could not find anything good to say about a parade celebrating our nation's military. Boy, now that line might be the best thing that she wrote. I mean, it's a good article, but that line shows it. The left are more concerned about LGBT issues than they are about protecting this country, and that is a fact. She says, here's the bitter truth for the Democrats. The unending slamming of the president is not working. It was announced last week that President Trump and the RNC have raised $105 million for his reelection bid, far surpassing the amounts raised by any predecessor or by any Democrat hoping to unseat him. And he's not technically, I mean, technically he's announced, but they're not in as much of a full swing as you might believe. And here's what's bad for the Democrats. And I said it earlier. The feeding frenzy will continue. There remain 24 candidates because Swalwell dropped out, but Steyer dropped in. Steyer is a billionaire, who would finance many of these people. Steyer is the guy that would say, okay, I'm going to put my bet on 4 or 5 horses, and we'll see who comes out on top because I want to have access to that level of power. But he's so disappointed in the field, he jumped in. I mentioned Howard Schultz, a former bleeding heart leftist, Starbucks, oh, let's have a conversation about race cup, Howard Schultz, right? The guy who wanted to bring more Muslims in to work at Starbucks over veterans. He got so disappointed, he completely disavowed being a Democrat, said he is not a Democrat any longer. He's going to run as an independent. The Democrats were so afraid that he was going to siphon votes away from them. He's now out of it, but here's what I'm telling you. Howard Schultz is not putting a bunch of money into these Democrats as well. So while you've got 24 candidates out there all vying, and the latest news I heard was Elizabeth Warren was surging. Good. I can't wait to see Elizabeth Warren debating Donald Trump on the issues. Mr. Trump, bring him. Donald Trump, when it's all said and done, will outraise all the Democrats. When they finally select their candidate, he will outraise them even more because the race will begin then for him. See, right now, people are just, okay, I'm going to give him money, but I don't know what he's going to face. But as soon as they pick a candidate, Donald Trump's fundraising will go through the roof. By the way, pick any one of these candidates you want. Kamala Harris raised $8 or $9 million after she blasted Biden. take the best one that's ever performed. Donald Trump in a day outraises him 2x to 3x easily. He just says, hey, we need to raise money. Boom, he's going to get it. And he's going to get it because 93% of Republicans adore him. How many of the Democrats do you think really support, let's just pick one, Yang, Klobuchar, Harris, Warren, Biden? When has Bernie Sanders been mentioned? Remember when Bernie was the front runner? Then he dropped down to number two. He's now entered the world of O'Rourke. When was the last time Cory Booker was mentioned? Seriously, as a candidate. These people are falling by the wayside. I don't want them to fall by the wayside. I want it to be mediocrity at its finest. Pick which one of those guys you like and run with it, Democrats. Go for it. Spend millions. I hope Cory Booker raises $8 billion, $8 million. I hope Kamala Harris raises $40 million. I hope Warren raises $23 million. Biden another $20 million, whatever. I hope they just keep raising money. Because all they're going to do is they're going to spend it fighting against each other. And the wars are not over. Now, I'm watching the battlefield shape up. And I've already explained to you guys that Kamala Harris is already hedging her bets. She's still staying in the race, but she's hedging her bets. Let's play the rest of that Fox News quote, or we're going to run out of time.
Joe Biden says that he waited to say sorry until he had an audience in South Carolina where people would be most likely to have been offended by his remarks. And even though this isn't the first time he's been to South Carolina since talking about civility with segregationists, he decided that it was finally time to say this.
Like a woman a few weeks ago, somehow gave the impression to people that I was praising those men who I successfully opposed time and again. Yes, I was. I regret it. And I'm sorry for any of the pain or misconception.
Joe Biden's decision to say sorry marks a 180-degree course correction from June 19th, when Cory Booker called for Biden to apologize and Biden refused.
I think, guys, like Cory Booker
apologize
has called
for
it.
What?
Cory Booker's called for it.
Cory should apologize. He knows better. There's not a racist bone in my body. I've been involved in civil rights my whole career. Period. Period. Period.
Today, Kamala Harris has South Carolina voters to herself, and she still thinks Biden has some explaining to do about his civil rights record.
He is right to recognize the impact of his words, and I applaud him for doing that, having the courage to do it. If there is still a plain disagreement between he and I, we're going to take him at his word. But again, that doesn't address the issue of busing in America. And the fact that he still, you know, we cannot rewrite history.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Why did I play that? I played that because I want you to understand the chess game that's going on between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. See, Kamala Harris has forgiven Biden, but as you notice, she still wants him to explain his race record. And what she's saying to Joe Biden is, I do see you as the front runner. I think you might win the nomination. I want to hedge my bets. The way you're going to really assuage your guilt is by picking me as a vice presidential candidate. And that works well for everybody. The Democrats would love to see Biden and Harris as a ticket. It doesn't really make sense because Biden considers himself a centrist and Harris is a radical, but the Democrats don't have a whole lot of choices. Got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now to something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.